This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. People who live in rural areas are less likely to have paid sick days or paid family and medical leave than people who live around cities. Of the more than 30 states with more rural populations, not one has a paid family and medical leave law. This from a report from the think tank New America. And only two of those states, this is Vermont and New Mexico, have laws that require paid sick days. Here's Marketplace's Samantha Fields.
If you live in a rural area, you might be an hour or two or more from your nearest hospital or doctor.
Rural communities are much, much further from hospital-based health services like obstetrics care, NICU care, cancer screening and treatment.
Vicky Shabo wrote the report at New America. She says that means people in rural areas often need to take more time off work to get care.
And yet, people in rural jobs tend not to have access to paid sick time or to paid time off that they can use for serious family and medical needs.
There are a couple of reasons for that, Shabo says.
We know that in rural communities, the types of jobs that are there, things like retail and service and manufacturing and agriculture, these are jobs that don't tend to offer paid leave benefits.
And she says states that are more rural are less likely to have laws mandating paid sick time or family and medical leave. Eileen Applebaum at the Center for Economic and Policy Research says that has real consequences for people's health.
Nobody is driving 4 hours to see a doctor about something they think might go away.
Especially, she says, if it means losing a day's pay or more. And so
many of these folks are just in much poorer health than people who live in urban areas where access to health care is much easier.
For people who do get sick and need to take time off, or who have to care for a child or a sick family member, there are real economic consequences, too. Jason Resendez is at the National Alliance for Caregiving.
The impacts are having to leave the workforce in the most drastic example, or to have healthcare issues impact their ability to work, to grow within their careers.
He says more than 50 million people in the country are caring for a family member, and that doesn't include parents who stay home with their kids. Many caregivers work, too.
Rural caregivers typically work an average of 34 hours a week while providing care, and they're more likely to report negative financial impacts due to caregiving, such as taking on debt, leaving bills unpaid, or borrowing money from friends and family.
Paid sick days and family and medical leave, he says, would help alleviate some of those challenges. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.